looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, police need our help. They're looking for witnesses after an accident in St Ives. Now, this took place on the 15th of March at 12:35pm on Mona Vale Road. It was a Monday afternoon, around lunchtime, March 15. Her push bike slammed into the back of a parked ute, and the rider, a bloke called Andrew Foster, suffered a broken neck and a fractured skull. Andrew's family says he would never have just slammed his bike into a parked car. He was an experienced cyclist. They think another vehicle might have been involved in a hit and run. They're now asking for our help. David Foster is the brother of Andrew, and he's on the line. David, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing well. How is Andrew at the moment?
Look, Andrew's, as you'd expect, it's been 3 weeks. He's out of intensive care, and he's moved up to the spinal rehab unit at Royal North Shore. And look, he's doing as well as he can. He's probably going to end up being a cod. He's got a fairly serious injury with his neck. He's got a what they call an incomplete injury to his spinal cord. There is some hope that he will improve over time, and I think he will because he's a fairly strong individual. But to look at the injury, he's very serious.
Now, am I right in saying that when he was found on the roadside, he did manage to say something to those who found him?
Look, I understand he mentioned that it wasn't his fault. He mentioned that to the policeman who was the first guy on the scene. And I think that's probably the case. We've actually been going back through some of his Garmin tracks. He had a Garmin on his watch. And we can see where he seems to have kinked to the right and then to the left, which indicates that he moved to avoid the car and then he'd been bashed back into the side of the car. So we think there's been something, another car involved, that's for sure.
We just want everyone to think back to where they were at lunchtime on Monday, March 15, and if they were anywhere near Mona Vale Road in St Ives, we need to hear from them, right?
That's exactly right. Thanks, Ben.
And you want them to call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-333-000. I'm guessing not only for your brother, but for the whole family, this is a stressful time.
Oh, it's a terrible time, Ben. It's my mum and dad, they're still alive. They're 94 and 91. You can imagine what they're going through. Of course, he's got three brothers, including me. We're all suffering, and his lovely wife and children. I mean, it's just been quite terrible.
And it's not just people who might have witnessed something. If anyone was driving along Mona Vale Road in St Ives at that time on Monday, March 15, we would love to talk to you as well because you may have something on your dash cam. David, we wish you the best of luck and we hope we find some answers for you.
And thanks very much, Ben, for having your program. It's terrific. Thanks.
No problem. David Foster, who's the brother of Andrew Foster. If you were there, if you know anything, 1-800-333-000.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.